Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4 Mix Number
23.
Yo, yo, what up? Welcome to the Halala Show.
Hello, everyone. This is the Halala Show where we talk about everything and anything under the sun. And I'm just so confused with the RTTs today because I was updated for a time and then I left for a bit from Facebook. And then when I came back, I'm like, okay, it just
popped off, huh?
You know, transformed into, it popped off. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. No, but we do have some structure. We start with where you been. Right?
Where you been? Yep. Where we talk about our own lives. If you're interested about what's going on in the UK, that's where Rika is right now. If you're a first time listener, she used to live here in the Philippines.
Insane.
Right?
Insane.
And then our TTs, as Rika mentioned, are trending topics. Even though we were talking shit about it last week, we got to talk about it because that's everything that's all that happened last week on online. One of the main things is the Moira de la Torre thing, especially issues that arose from Facebook posts that were posted online that come from both sides of the Moira versus the Jason, who is her now ex-husband. So apparently friends of Jason posted some stuff online, some disparaging remarks and accusations. So that was all over Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, after that, friends of Moira came to her side, and even she said something herself, right?
Yeah, she posted a statement, so we'll talk all about that. We have the timestamps, by the way, listed in the episode description, so you can check that out. But before we talk about Moira, we have two other TTs. Rika found something pretty interesting about a flight or about an airlines in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, so they're going to do something interesting. And honestly, not that interesting, a little scary.
Okay.
In Air New Zealand. So we're going to talk about that. And then what's the other one that we're going to talk
Bulaga.
About?
Eat Bulaga. We're talking about Eat Bulaga, the long time noontime show. They've cut ties with their like production company, or I think it's their production company. It's called Tape, T-A-P-E. It's something that they've been together for like 40 plus years.
So 44 years.
44 years, yeah. So they've been together, and we'll talk about what that means. Like, what exactly does that entail? Is the show over? So we'll discuss that in a bit. But let's begin with where you've been. And I started last week. So Rika G, what happened in the UK, in Bristol, or wherever you've been gallivanting? I saw you on a bike on Instagram. So tell us about
it. I know. Yeah. So this weekend was actually, I came here to Surrey from Bristol. So I brought my bike on the train. And that was exciting because I always see bikes on the train and I get curious, like, how, you know, do you have to have a pass? Do you have to have do you have to buy a ticket or whatever? And apparently it's free. You just have to book a bike space. And I was just thinking that I was hoping that, you know, that could happen in the MRT, but I don't
know. No chance. No shot.
No chance. No chance. But
your bike inside, or is it like, because sometimes they have like a bike thingy in the front of trains
of
like
the train,
like outside of it.
No, it's inside. Okay, so cool. Like every number of cars, or like what do you call that? Yeah, cars. They have a bike space, but apparently you have to book your bike space, and I did. Like I went through the whole process and then nobody checked my bike space. I was like, I was so ready to show it to everybody. I was like, I have a bike space. But no, nobody wanted to see it. They were just like, just leave your bike in the bike space. Nobody's gonna notice. But yeah, it was really cool. I felt like a traveler, like a proper traveler.
Yeah, with your papers. Then, you have the right papers. Yeah,
with the papers and everything. But when I did get to Surrey, I did ride my bike with a big backpack, a tote bag, and a yoga mat. all hooked up on my backpack. So proper backpacking.
You're like, you're on your wanderlust, eat, pray, love outfit.
I know.
Outfit pegs, huh?
I know, but only in the UK. No, but it was for me, it was a bit challenging because my bag was pretty heavy. So, and then after that, actually, Ryan and I went on a bike ride again, but without my backpack. So, you know, it was a really nice, bike ride. We went to Staines. That's what the place is called. Really nice. We just chilled on the grass. I know.
Nice.
I know. Who is she? Who is she taking a break from work life? I'm not usually used to not having a job and not having rackets here and there, but I'm enjoying this part of my life where it's just slow. You know, on weekends, I can just go on a bike ride and just chill right beside the river or whatever. So this is very, very new to me. And then actually before that, we went on a spontaneous London trip. So we just took a train to London because where we're staying, it's actually just a 20 minute train ride to London. So one Sunday, like last Sunday, we just decided to just go to London. And then apparently it was Ride London. It was like a bike race around London. And we didn't know. So it's pretty cool. We saw the Peloton, like that group of bikers na parang sabay-sabay sila, and it was just so cool to see because I only see it on YouTube, and it was really nice. So we got a couple of beers, we made it a day out. Before that, actually, we chilled right in front, like there's a patch of there's a garden or a park right in front of the London Eye. At tapos parang dun sa part na yun, ang dami nangyayari dun sa London Eye. But then again, it is a tourist attraction. So I kind of get why there are a lot of people there. Like may mga nagsisirks tricks, tapos may mga nagbebenta na kung ano, may namibigay ng free drinks, and I kind of get it. But it was a really nice day and the weather was just top tier. Amazing. As in like, malamig yung hangin pero mainit yung sun. So, obviously, mainit yung sun.
Oh, you mean Tagaytay? you mean Tagaytay?
yeah, kind of like Tagaytay. Like the perfect weather in Tagaytay. Imagine the perfect day there. Parang ganun siya nun. So, it was really nice. Because usually, it would be really cold.
True.
But that day was really nice. And I was just so excited that we got to see the bikes. And we even
the sun is hot. Malamang.
Malamang. Hindi. Minsan kasi malamig yung sun.
Yeah, I get you.
You know. But yeah, we even went to the finish line. Unfortunately, we didn't get to watch the bikes cross the finish line. But when we got to the finish line, we saw all of their bikes. Like they were riding it. Tapos parang nag-meeting yung mga teams. Because apparently, like in cycling competitions, although it is an individual event, you still have a team.
Yeah, parang I think you accumulate points. Parang siyang F1.
Yeah. Diba? Yeah. So, isa ka lang nananalo, but you do have a team.
Right.
And it was just so interesting to see. Tapos, ang saya lang na makita yung mga expensive bikes that they have that they're probably like sponsored and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool kasi we got to see the women's competition. So parang medyo na ano ako. Parang medyo na inspire ako.
Sheesh.
As a woman in sport. Woman in sport.
As an athlete myself, diba? As an athlete myself.
As an athlete myself, you know, in training. But yeah, that was such a nice day out. And then yesterday we actually went to another part of Surrey, which is called Crawley or Red Hill. Like overnight comes her brother near Ryan, and they actually had their suits fitted because his brother is going to get married this August. And it was just a nice, alam mo yun, parang nice lang na, wala lang, just a day out.
Yeah.
And it was also nice to see that, like, the person that does the tailoring, like, he knows kung ano yung bagay na colors with a shoe. And I didn't know na pati pala yung iniisip din pala yung buttons,
yeah,
yung inner lining. And then there's like this design that they have to think about, like obviously the number of buttons that they want, kung gusto nila yung double breasted or two,
three buttons
or
two buttons. Yeah.
Pati yung parang the collar, what do you call that, may tawag
the lapel
The pocket square and the socks na kailangan medyo matching na parang ganun.
My cufflinks ba? Cufflinks is my favorite shit.
May nakita ko, yeah, they have cufflinks there. I just didn't know if they got cufflinks, but it was parang for me eye-opening siya na parang wow, anong kailangan isipin for a suit? Because whenever I host a wedding, I would only see like a suit.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
It's parang di mo naiisip na akala ko lahat lang yun na, you know, you just get off the shelves, but you know, the things that you get off the shelves, obviously okay naman siya, but it doesn't fit your body well most 100%, of the time.
100%. Yeah, you need to really go to a tailor, man. As someone that wears Uniqlo, I wear Uniqlo off the rack, man. the reason why I don't wear tailored is kasi I've got one tailored with before. But any like shift in your body going like up in weight, wala na.
No, but you know what was good about this place that they went to? They did have like 5 alterations for your lifetime.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, when you buy the suit, you have 5 alterations lifetime. So when you gain weight, diba? Ang galing. Wala lang. I didn't even know that that's a thing.
I didn't know that either. So I need to go there, bro. Yeah.
And then feeling ko parang it's a staple probably in, you know, like tailored suits in a place where they make tailored suits. So it's
because
cool.
You got to think, right? After Christmas, kailangan mo magpa-tailor. After all the Christmas, after birthday. You know, or after a break, after a breakup, diba? Minsan pumapayat ka, diba?
Or
diba?
Or tataba.
Or tataba. Yeah, you never know. But 5 is pretty good, I would say. 5 over the course. Because I feel like if I were, you know, since I got my suit tailored, maybe I would have needed it maybe already 3 already. I would have gotten through 3 already. So 5 is pretty good, man.
It was pretty cool. We didn't, did I tell you about my work placement last week?
You did, where you were at a radio station. I saw your I saw your stories, but you didn't like talk about like, I know you talked about like interviewing these people, but then I saw your story. Mm-hmm. You were at a station and there was like a DJ on. I don't think you really delved into that. What was that all about?
So the whole week was actually just us recording pieces and then looking at the system that they have, how they record and how they edit on the, you know, computer and everything, just to like, you know, see the ropes. But on Friday, actually, we got to go on air and actually talk to the DJ that was on air that day. We had like a whole 45 minutes of talk. Wow. And I was like, man.
And it was
I have
on
to
air,
remember.
Like radio, like radio waves, or is it like a closed system?
Radio waves.
Wow. Radio waves. Yeah. The whole of the UK heard you, bro.
No, it was just Bristol.
Whole of Bristol heard you, bro.
The whole of Bristol, bro. But then again, they do have online radio. So yeah, it was pretty cool to just go back to what I was used to. And pero syempre hindi ako nagpabibo. Hindi ako yung parang, oh, you know, I was on radio for 6 years and I can do this. So I literally just sat there and observed everything. Syempre when I needed to talk, obviously that's when I would talk. But
what do you guys talk about? What's the material?
Well,
like, what kind of show is it?
Because for us, like the three of us that did the work placement or the internship, we did record kind of like a podcasty thing feature about body shaming. So it was just like a conversation just like this about body shaming and our own experiences and everything. And then they played it on air on Friday. And then that Friday, we also talked about it even more.
Yes. But you dissected
because
you
only
talked
had like
about.
50. Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then they also asked us about our work placement, our course, you know, because they're in partnership with the university. So it's probably like a promotional thing or something like,
dope.
You know, why you're encouraging people to take on this course and stuff like that. It was pretty cool. And yeah, it felt like what I've been doing for 6 years.
Perfect, man. Nice.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect. And then it kind of gave me also the confidence that, yeah, I do have skill. You know what I mean? Because this is a part of my life where, well, if you look at other people's lives, and I suggest you don't compare your life with other people's lives, but if you do, you know, like what you see online and what you see from your family, your friends, when you're 30 years old, you're supposed to have like your job, your job, job. You know what I mean?
Oh, what's that? I don't have one of those. How do I get that? What is that?
I think you can buy it. I think mine is a Uniqlo.
Facebook Marketplace, then.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to have a house and, you know, husband, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, this is just a part of my life where it's just everything is new to me. And I have to apply for a job. And this time around, you know, I don't have like that. Parang wala ako yung parang what do you call that? That upper hand that I can talk in Tagalog and like right, I know may tito ako dyan or may tita ako dito and everything. Yeah. It's just everything. It's just, you know, everybody's just in equal footing. So this time around, I find it exciting that I have to find a job after this. But also after that internship, I was kind of reminded with myself that yeah, I do have that skill. I do have experience. You know, and I'm a fast learner. And what was sinasabi sa interview?
I
get along with people. I'm dedicated. Right. I can write 4,000 words in Microsoft Word.
My greatest weakness is also my greatest strength, diba? I hate I'm a perfectionist. That's what they tell you to say.
Too much of a perfectionist.
I'm always so perfect. I hate it. It's so bad.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like I was reminded that, yeah, I used to have a job. Like, you know, you're good at it and you do have skills when we did that job, like the bot interviewing skills, editing skills, audio editing, everything. So it was just nice to be reminded that yeah, hindi ka undergrad, hindi ka newbie, and there's nothing wrong with being a newbie, obviously.
Yeah,
but I kind of reminded myself that
the work you put in
that out, it matters. It matters, and it matters to somebody and to you, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really nice.
Hey, my question to you, before I sorry to interrupt you, if when you look for a job, whether it be, well, I'm guessing if you're going to look in the UK, my question to you is, are you looking for a broadcaster position where you're actually on the mic? Because you've been learning a lot about, you know, all the other things, the production side of things, the editing side of things. Do you have an idea of the path that you're looking towards? Is that too scary of a question to ask?
No, actually, I mean, I feel like I just need to zero in on a job that I want, which is an audio producer. So it produces podcasts, and not just podcasts like chatty podcasts, but like narrative podcasts or those true crime things that you hear. And if you think about it, actually never kasi naisip whenever I was the consumer of that narrative podcast na shit, ang dami mo palang iisipin before you record somebody or, you know, before you turn on the mic and 100%. Stuff like that.
So script and audio plus, effects, right? Music,
everything. But obviously, if you do go into a company, and hopefully a good company, there would be people for that. You know, they have like sound designers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a whole new world of audio, and I don't know, kasi if like in PNA or like in the Philippines, if narrative podcasts are a thing. I have not heard any, kasi sa atin madalas is chatty, like talk show, right?
Kind of, yeah. We've had a few though. I mean, there are a few that PNA and just not just the podcast network Asia, like the in the Philippine podcast scene, there are a bunch of like anthology podcasts that we've
seen.
But a lot of it is geared towards like horror stuff. There is from Rappler, Siege Santenko. Remember we did Dress Leches with her. I mean, her she's got Go Hard Girls, which really covers like women in sports, which is it's great. So, but I will agree that there are more talky / chatty podcasts versus anthology / series podcast, where it's really a story being told, the narrative being told
in
a spot like that.
Actually, my point there is like whenever you do listen to those kinds of podcasts, parang ang dami palang ginagawa behind the scenes. And that's actually like the line of job that I want. So audio producer in that line. But obviously, if it takes me to being in front of the camera or in front of the mic or something, I wouldn't be opposed to it, diba? Yeah. Diba sabi ko nga sa'yo before, gusto ko maging mix VJ kasi ang cool lang because you get to talk about music that you like and music that you like to hear and stuff like that. So, I'm not opposed to it. So, yeah, that's yung ano ko, yung job job search ko sa LinkedIn is audio producer.
Nice.
And they send me job openings. But then again, hindi pa tapos sa course. So yeah. Oh, I want to talk to you about this one book that I'm reading. Actually, I've been reading it for a few weeks. And I decided to share the story to you this week because imagine it's a halfway point na ako.
All right.
It's called Tender is the Flesh by Agustina Basterica. There we go. And it's actually a really interesting story. So it's in a dystopian setting where the animals of the whole world, like, contracted this virus and they had to like get rid of all the animals in the entire earth. Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
all right.
I know. Sorry for the spoiler, but they obviously, the humans, to survive, they need to eat protein. So they decided to like grow humans.
There we go.
Yeah. So basically cannibalism, parang ganun siya.
But, makes sense to me though. So, I mean, I'm thinking makes sense to me.
Na parang, and mapapaisip ka din na parang, oh man, like how do you decide to just do that and be like, but then again, if people are probably backed up in a corner, I don't know. Tapos they, obviously like these people, kasi yung point of view at the start of the book is the point of view of this person who owns like a processing plant.
Where they process the humans, maganda like yung, the new humans.
Yeah.
Food?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But obviously, wala silang personality. Wala silang name. They don't have a, you know, they're treated as heads. You know, tawag nila heads.
Yes.
They're treated as meat. And it's just a whole universe, which is the kind of stories that I like. I really like those stories where they have a whole universe where it's totally different from ours. Kaya gusto ko yung mga parang, tawag mo dito, The Hunger Games, you know, because it's, although it's very, like the issues that they have are very similar to the issues that we're having here in this earth. It's not the earth that we're experiencing now.
Yeah.
Kaya gusto ko yung mga ganung stories. So I recommend the book Tender is the Flesh. It is not for the weak hearted.
Not for children.
Right? Not for children, definitely. But if you are into those kinds of, you know, stories, go ahead. I'm not sure if they've made a movie out of it or anything.
Not yet. According to Wikipedia, wala pa. I'm looking at it right now just to see more
Pero,
about it.
Dude, can you imagine if they make a movie out of it? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The visuals. But yes, I do recommend that. And I think that's Finn.
Yeah, just before I go on mine, on that note, diba yung mga dystopian stuff. I think the reason why you love stuff like that and why people like that stuff is because although it's not in the same kumbaga world that we live in, it does tackle issues that are very relatable and actually are happening in the world. So in this case, I feel like vegans would love this book because
exactly.
You know, I mean, like, I don't know about you. Maybe reading the book, maybe you'll eat less chicken nuggets, man. Think about it. Uh-huh. All those faceless chickens, right? All those faceless chickens with no personality. But what makes one life more valuable than another? Like, it brings up questions of morality and stuff like that. So I will take a look at this book. It's actually, according to this, right, it was a Spanish book and then translated 3 years later. So it came out in 2017, but the English translation came out in 2020.
Actually,
how long is the book, though? Is it really long?
I feel like I'm just a slow reader, but I'm thinking people can, you know, a normal reader can finish this in a week. But I think she does have a new book out, but it's short stories.
Yes.
So it's a pretty cool book and I recommend it to you guys. That's it, Finn.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so 1 week normal, because I was like, biglang, I've been reading for a few weeks and I'm at the halfway point. Yung sabi mo, I was like, how
big?
Yeah,
mabagal ako. Mabagal ako talaga. Yeah.
My week naman, okay, so I always start with what I watch. I did watch The Little Mermaid, the live action. And I will say, man, it's pretty okay. It's out of live action. Yeah, which one?
Did you see the What's Its and Who's Its and What's Its Galore?
I did, yes.
You did?
I did. and overall, out of all the Disney live remakes, I would say it's probably in the top maybe three Disney live remakes. But that's not saying much because the bar is not set high, I will say. That's also coming from someone who actually enjoyed Aladdin, the live action Aladdin, and a lot of people hated that. So
I like that movie.
Me too. But you know, if you look at the reviews and stuff, and just none of the live action Disney ones that are adapted from like the really banger movies, because you know, there's like Pete's Dragon, which was a really good live adaptation, but not a lot of people love Pete's Dragon as much as they love Aladdin or as much as they love Mulan, which was a terrible live action remake, by the way. Mulan, the worst one. But Little Mermaid would be top three, maybe even top two, just maybe behind Aladdin or behind, I don't know, because I didn't really like Beauty and the Beast either. But anyway, let's talk about Little Mermaid, right? Little Mermaid was pretty solid. I think Halle Bailey is a fantastic singer. It's just, I don't know. I like to think if I hadn't watched the original, like let's say I'm a 10-year-old kid and I watch this live action thing for the first time, I feel like that's what makes the comparisons and the reviews and whatever. It really will change your perspective on it, because you set a baseline, right? When you watch something and you really grew up with it and you love it. So of course, when someone remakes it or redoes it, you're already setting up, like, if it doesn't top the original or if it doesn't, is not on par, you're not going to like it as much. And I think that's one of the biggest cases of why I don't like a lot of the live action stuff, is because I already have a picture in mind. Like, if it doesn't sound like this, they don't do a scene like this, then it's not going to be good. And a lot of that did kind of hit me. Like, there were some scenes where I'm like, why did they not do the big wave thingy when Ariel sings? Like, there's a huge wave in the cartoon. And in this one, it was like, literally, they threw like two cups of water over her. I was like, what the? Like, Cy Young. But they do add more depth to Prince Eric, because a lot of people gave shit to Prince Eric in the original because he didn't really have much of a personality. So in this one, he has a lot more working. And I think the chemistry between Ariel and Prince Eric in this movie is actually a lot better than the cartoon version. So that's nice. A lot of people were skeptical about Melissa McCarthy playing Ursula. I thought she killed it. So, and the Kiss the Girl live action, whatever, however they did Kiss the Girl in this live action was very well done. I would say it's the highlight of the movie for me. Under the Sea was a little underwhelming. I'll let you guys watch it, but the things that my complaints about this one was that it felt a little bit like the water was very empty, which is weird because the water's full of fucking creatures, right? Whether they're cute or terrifying or whatever, it didn't feel as alive as I wanted it to be, especially when you watch Under the Sea. And there was a lot of awkward like shots, like Javier Bardem plays King Triton, and there's just like some awkward shit that goes on in the movie. You're like, what's going on? And then in terms of, I don't know if how many live action Disney movies you've seen, Rika G, like the musical version ones, but they always try to include an original song or two. So this one, I think, had three original songs and most of them were terrible.
Really?
The Prince Eric had his own solo song. It was so garbage, man. And I liked his character, but I wish they just did not put that song in, or I wish the song was much better. It was such a corny song, man. I hated it. It was so bad.
My question with all of this is, was this targeted towards, you know, little children? Like, you know how when they made Frozen?
Yeah.
You know, the little kids,
I get it,
went crazy over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this more targeted towards, you know, people,
fan service, like older people
who grew up with the Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid?
Kasi I'm thinking maybe the reason why, I don't know. Kasi parang maybe this is, you know, their reference, you know, the kids nowadays.
Yeah.
The same reference, you know, of who the Little Mermaid is.
I think it tried to do both. They bring callbacks for people who are really, you know, who are super into the animated one. Cause Little Mermaid came out, I think, even before I was born, right? So,
yeah.
Right? So what I'm saying is it's supposed to encompass a whole generation of people, whether they were born in like the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, like everyone has probably seen Little Mermaid. So as a standalone, it's good. Like if you've never seen the cartoon, kids will love that stuff. But I still think they could have executed it better. Even if you take away like the comparisons or whatnot, I think the comparisons that I was trying to make with the original is the things that I felt were lacking in the live action is what made the original so good. So if they added elements like that, I didn't need to, you know, the script to be the same per se. I didn't need them to say word for word. But there are things that parang kulang eh. It just feels lacking.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you know, if you're a parent right now and you want to take your kid, dude, they're going to love it, man. 100%. They're going to like that stuff. I just feel like Flounder looks creepy as fuck because they, I don't know why they love going realistic, man. They like Lion King, the live action. They love to go like super realistic. It's borderline.
So, medyo ano ba siya? Medyo shiny siya.
He's medyo
like,
shiny.
A little slimy.
And Sebastian, the little fucking ugly little shit in this one, right? In the cartoon, they have a medyo cute butt.
Yeah.
But this one, he's got like, he looks like an alien, bro. Like, he looks like a real crab. But overall, I would still recommend, you know, I mean, you'll find yourself singing along and it's entertaining. There's a new song with Awkwafina. She plays Scuttle. Ooh. So they changed the gender of Scuttle. It's a girl now. So she plays Scuttle.
You know, that casting is perfect.
You know what?
I thought she was actually really
like one of the better parts of the movie. And I was looking online and Awkwafina. If it's really your enjoyment of any Awkwafina role really is based on if you just don't like her or not, right? Because if you hate her, like you're going to hate Scuttle. You're going to hate Scuttle Butt song, which is a new song, which I found actually very catchy, you know, unpopular opinion maybe. But she was pretty good in it as well, man. But I think the highlights really were Halle Bailey, the guy who plays Prince Eric, I don't know his name, and Ursula, like Melissa McCarthy, like they were really good. So
They did have talks about Ursula being an octopus or a squid, right?
They did, because in this one apparently she had like 8 legs, and in the original she had less. So was she really an octopus? Whatever. I don't know. I don't delve that deep into the lore of Ursula, but she was good, man. Like Melissa McCarthy was a good villain, and probably one of the better live action villains. So yeah,
Melissa McCarthy is a great actress.
She is,
all in all, I feel like,
and she's so funny in other movies. So fantastic.
Yeah, she is, and she can really transform into the character. Hindi siya yung parang just Melissa McCarthy acting as herself.
Yeah,
you know, she can really, you know, mold into that character. But wala lang, parang for me. If I were to, because when I did watch Aladdin, the reason why I enjoyed it so much is because it was kind of different from what I was, you know, watching even before, what I was used to. So, alam mo yun, yung parang, for me, that's one of the reasons why I enjoy live action sometimes, is because iba siya dun sa original.
Right.
And would you enjoy, ikaw ba, would you enjoy, you know, like the live action is sobrang similar. I feel like, diba, if they had to, to change.
That's why they could have taken more risks in this one. Just like Aladdin. That's why I enjoyed Aladdin more, because they did all the, you know, the main set pieces, but they changed some things. I felt like they took more creative liberty. In this one, they decided to mostly go for the main things, but if they're going to go for that, they better bring it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And
bring it.
Yeah, they better bring it. They added a few, and the things and actually on that note, they added new scenes, which I actually thought were one of the better parts of the movie. So if they added more stuff that was not originally in the cartoon, then I think it would have been even better received. Although it's doing well in the box office, right? And I think the reviews are, you know, at least generally more favorable than not. So it's not a bad movie by any means. So I would still recommend watching Little Mermaid, man. But yeah, any more thoughts on Little Mermaid?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'm such a big fan. I'm such a big fan of The Little Mermaid, like the original one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know why I haven't seen it, but I will one of these days.
You know what else you haven't seen? Ted Lasso. Because
Ted Lasso, I know.
The season has finally ended. And this is the way I'm going to pitch it to you and to anybody, any Leche fans that has listened to me talk about this for the last 3 years. If you can't afford therapy, just watch Ted Lasso. Really. It is
that
literally therapy.
Is
in,
a bold
in video
opinion,
form.
My friend.
I kid you not.
You stand
everyone
by
on
it.
Reddit. Everyone on Reddit says the same thing, because it came out during pandemic, right? And that was a time when we were all at home, and people always describe it as the perfect show that was needed during that time, and it has continued up until
now. What if I just need it at a certain time in my life, and this time is not now?
Yeah, I get it.
Could be.
But I promise you, Rikiji, you will be singing its praises. I swear.
Okay.
Anyone who's watched it,
I trust you.
Yeah, man, it is great. Okay. It's great. So Ted Lasso just finished. So please go watch that. I'm not going to spoil it, obviously, but it wrapped up pretty much the storylines. Really good. It's on Apple TV or wherever you can special agent John in. Just go, man. Just go. I watched the NBA Finals. The NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals. I've been keeping up with that. I don't know, because Ryan's team is out, right? Has he still been watching or not really?
No, we decided to watch it today, ba? Tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So just
we should watch game one tomorrow.
Maybe.
And we're rooting for
Miami.
No, I'm rooting for Miami and he's rooting for
Denver.
The Nuggets.
Yes.
Yeah. Denver.
Wow. You knew the Nuggets. Oh, man. Rika G.
Dude.
Character development, man.
Character development, baby.
Come on. But what really makes this, an interesting, like, especially the biggest storyline in the Eastern Conference, finals was Miami, which is the eighth seed. They were up 3-0. And they were about to sweep the Boston Celtics. And what ended up happening was Boston, nakahabol sila. They won 3 games in a row. So it was 3-3. And it came down to game 7 for it to kind of end. But game 6 ended on a buzzer beater for the Celtics. So,
I watched that game.
It was fucking insane, bro. Yeah,
it was insane.
But congratulations to the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. I mean, I know you're going for Denver. So if I was going to, you know, I think you picked the right team, Rika G, because I feel like they're going to win the whole
Miami.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I feel like Ryan's going to win that, you know, because I think Denver is just so dominant. But Rika G, because you are riding with Miami, just know that most of the NBA, like, who are, let's say they're not Denver or Miami fans, I would say most people's hearts are with Miami because A, they are the underdog. B, it would be one of the most difficult championships in like history. Like, because that eighth seed has never made it, has never won the whole thing. They've made it to the finals.
Wow.
Two teams have made it to the NBA finals, I think, as an eighth seed, but they've never won.
So yung Nuggets then eighth seed din sila.
No. Nuggets are the number one seed, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's literally David versus Goliath, man.
Got it.
Good luck.
Okay.
And
updated.
Game one is tomorrow, man. That was on Monday and Tuesday earlier this week. I had a shoot for a real estate company. I can't tell you yet until I guess the output is out, Rika G, but...
So much mystery on all your projects.
And you know what, man? I found it where? Yeah. On Facebook. As all freelancers who are not super famous influencers or artista will find their work, right? They don't approach me. I have to approach them, okay?
I have
to send in my set card and my reel. And I was so happy because I found it like on a Friday. I was randomly bored. I was like, you know what? Let me look for some hustles. And I was able to find one that was actually a few days old. So I was actually the last to apply. And they ended up choosing me. So I'll tell you more about that. But the thing I really want to talk about before you delve into the TTs, Rika G, meron bagong modus. I have a new modus, man. Okay. This is, once again, I want to reiterate to all the Lecce fans and anyone listening right now, this is not financial advice. But so on WhatsApp, you know, you get those. I don't know if you still get it because you're there, but on WhatsApp, dito, it's very prevalent. Yung mga looking, are you looking for a part-time job? You know, make up to 1,000 to 2,000 pesos. But anyway, so there was one that came in and I don't know how they got my number or whatever. I think they find it on LinkedIn or whatever because they use JC Tevez and my name on LinkedIn is not my real name. It's JC Tevez. So I'm guessing they found it on LinkedIn and they said, hey, do you want to make a quick, quick money? All you have to do is send a screenshot of you subscribing to this YouTube channel. Or give this Google review 5 stars, send a screenshot, we'll send you 100 pesos through GCash, right? So I was like, okay, fuck it, man, let's do it. Because I got big balls, right? So I'm like, let's fucking do it, bro, test me. And I ended up sending the screenshot, and guess what? They sent me 100 pesos to my GCash. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So here's what happens, all right? Let me just give you the modus for everyone out there. They invite you to do this. They give you real money through GCash and then they bring you onto Telegram. They put you into a Telegram group and they assign you what they call a quote unquote receptionist. So in this Telegram group, they give you missions, kumbaga missions or I forgot the other term that they use, but every 30 minutes, meron silang bagong mission where they give you a link and all you have to do is take a screenshot of you either subscribing or giving 5-star Google reviews. There's iba yung mga modus nila. And then once you accumulate, like, let's say 5 or 6, they'll send you like 160 pesos or 200 pesos, whatever they're working with. So they give you real money through your GCash. But here's how I found out the scam really works. So I searched this because, you know, it's like, how is this real? So I went on Reddit Philippines. I searched through the threads on Google And I found the thread because in these missions or these tasks, Rika G, every maybe fourth task, they give you this, like they call it parang group task. And basically what it is lalabas ka ng pera. And they supposedly will give you money, more money back. And the way that the scam works is they incentivize you by giving you real money. So they're, it makes you believe like this is kind of legit. So here's what happens. Here's how you scam the scammers, mga leche. You just do the free shit. And when they ask you for your GCash, that's all you need to give is the GCash. You can make up your name. I made up my name. I made up my, I say, I'm a 27-year-old nurse from Mandaluyong, Rika G. That's what I
Why
am.
Why not?
Right?
Look.
You give them the GCash because you know, you can give your phone number to someone. They already have your phone number. So they can't do anything with it. So I would think you're safe. But once again, not financial advice. Just do this if you feel ballsy. And you're whatever, you don't, maybe you don't, wala kang laman sa GCash, why not, right? So, as long as you avoid those group things, as long as hindi ka maglabas ng pera, wag kayo mabudola, don't get fooled by the real money. I have made, from two different scammers that have approached me by contact me, however they have my number, I have made 2,200 pesos in the last 4 days. Just screenshotting. And here's the thing. I was like, man, this is kind of weird. Let me just send a screenshot I've already sent. They don't give a fuck about the screenshots. I send the same screenshot like three times in a row sometimes. They don't give a fuck, right? And these scammers are heartless as hell, man. So I already knew the modus, so I was like, oh, and so here's how it works. So if you don't join the group thingy, what they'll do is after 3 days, they'll incentivize you by saying, if you don't complete, you know, four missions in a row, unfortunately, we have to terminate your services. So that's, they're trying to get you to actually join the thing. So what I did was like, oh, please let me, you know, let me just get this one more. And I swear I'll join for 40,000 pesos. I just need to withdraw from my brother's hospital fund. And they're like, okay. Like literally they don't give a fuck about it. Right. So if you want to scam the scammers, just fucking ride with it. Just don't shell out any money and you can get literally 160 pesos every like 3 hours. I just wanted to share with everyone out there.
So this is just like, so you use that one number, the 27-year-old.
I use my GCash number. Mandaluyong. Yeah, it's just okay. It's just
no. So my question is, hindi nag-usap-usap like these different scammers. They don't know.
Parang wala silang
that you're,
database.
You were already in the service.
Parang wala pa. Eh.
Like you can just that's why. So you can just like transfer from one agent quote unquote to another.
Yeah, to another.
Parang ganon.
Kumbaga. And yung concern ko nga, not concern is yung parang what I'm thinking now. The wheels are turning. How do I get more GCash numbers? That I can
I know, because right now you kind of have to register.
Yeah,
because
my KYC, diba? So I don't know. But anyway, I wanted it for transparency for all the Leche fans out there to know, like, this is a scam. Do not be scammed by this. Do not shell out any money. But if you're ballsy like me, you can actually, you know, count it as a blessing.
Make money.
Blessing siya pag kinontak ka ng scammer. Anyway, that is Finn for me, friend. Shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow.
All right. Rika G found this. It's about New Zealand Airlines. Do you have the article up or should I tell?
Yeah, people? Go ahead.
Okay. So New Zealand Airlines, what they're doing now is they're asking passengers to weigh in. Oh, sorry. That's my...
Come on, Alexa.
Shut up, Alexa. Shut up. So anyway, they're asking, New Zealand Airlines is asking passengers to weigh themselves, not just their, not just their baggage, not just their whatever, but to weigh themselves before they go on the flight. The reasoning behind this is, they want to kind of study the weight balance. You know how they always have a weight limit for baggage?
Yeah.
So they're doing this now because they want to understand the data, like the weight data that is included for the flight, which now will include passengers. So they're doing a month-long survey, weighing 10,000 passengers to know, like, you know, for science, for studying. And of course, that is a touchy thing, right? It's a touchy thing for
people. It is.
Right?
It is a very personal thing, too, for a lot of people, which is actually, when I first saw it, I thought that, wow, I mean, obviously, you would want to get into your flight, right? So you have to go through it. But I am so opposed to this.
Yeah.
That is just insane.
Yeah, they try. I mean, they justify it in a way. At least for me, the other side of this thing is that they do try to ease your worries by saying, don't worry. They won't show your weight. They won't show anywhere. It just gets transmitted straight to like the database. So for some people, that might be peace of mind. You know, they're not going to pull an Aqua Planet. I don't know. Do you remember when I talked about Aqua Planet?
Yeah. Actually,
Front of everyone and a fucking and red buzzer sounds. Oh my God. That was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, man.
I know. And that's why I thought of like, this is going to be embarrassing. So in my head, you're just going to step on a scale, right? And they're going to get your information.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why they can't do that online. Like, why?
I guess they feel like people will fudge it because just like age. I tell people I'm 27 all the time, man.
Hindi, but when you go on an airplane, diba, parang you kind of have to, have to be true. Because, diba, you have to be honest because they're going to double check your IDs and everything. So I'm just curious why it's in person.
The reason.
And sana ako, my wish is, it's in a more private place, hopefully, in a more private space. Because can you imagine like people right behind you and they see that number? And we all know that, you know, weight, it's very personal. And there are a lot of things that may criteria kung bakit yun yung weight mo. And you don't have to explain it to everybody, right?
Well, I mean, just to address that fear, yun nga, it won't show to anybody. So at least that. But it is still kind of conscious. Like, it makes me conscious just stepping on it, you know, like even if there's no one can see it, I might feel like, oh, people are judging me or whatever. But I guess to address the other, like, why would they do this at all? It's because supposedly in New Zealand, the average weight of people is going up, in terms of like nationally. And I'm guessing that when they did these planes years ago, so they probably had an average weight in mind. So maybe they're just trying to kind of get a new baseline so that they can prepare their planes, whatever they need to do, reinforce it or add more thrust, whatever, to the engines. Maybe because they need to prepare for a heavier weighing plane nowadays than they did whenever they did this years ago. So
I'm just so confused. Na parang, okay, fine. They already know that fact. Na the average weight of people in New Zealand or in Australia or whatever are going up. Then
just do it, right?
Just do it. Right? That is so weird.
I get it.
Do it. Because kahit sabihin natin, they don't like people at behind you don't see the number. You know, it makes you conscious. And there are a lot of things that can trigger. Let's say you don't know if this person has like a mental health issue that is connected with their weight or their health. Yeah. You know what I mean? That is just, wow, I'm so. And yun nga, like I said at the start, that obviously if you do want to get on your flight and you don't want to miss your flight, you're going to go through it.
Yeah, no
but
choice.
You don't know the effect after that. No choice. Right. You don't know the effect after that. Diba? Pag-isipan mo yun in a 3-hour plane ride by yourself in this, you know, this vacuum sealed tube in the air. And you're like,
man. But yeah, so I mean, that's the story about that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, like you said, maybe airlines can just bypass that completely and just, you know, expect that maybe we need to add more power to our planes, whatever, right? Any more thoughts on this, Rikaji, before we move on to the next TT?
Let's wapow this.
All right, let's wapow. So we're talking about Eid Bulaga. First of all, before we talk about like what happened, Eid Bulaga has been going on for 44 years, longer than you and I have been alive, right?
Yes, so 44 years. They were there since 1979.
Yeah, so it is something that is a staple for, I mean, not a staple, but it is a memory for people as young as us, you know, because we're young, and as old as, you know, our parents, I would say. And what are your, first of all, what does Eid Bulaga mean to you? Like in terms, I know we don't really watch it all the time or whatever, but what does Eid Bulaga as a show and as something, as a source of entertainment, what do you think it means to like to Pinoys in general?
To Pinoys? Well, definitely there are a lot of people who, you know, cling to entertainment because, you know, people have problems. And that's actually like one of the things na parang yung sinusulong talaga ng Eid Bulaga. You know, we're here for you. We're going to make you happy. You know, we're going to deliver happiness from Batanes to Jolo, di ba?
Yeah.
You know, it's become parts of people's routines, I guess, people's lives. And you see it in, you know, the normal Filipino household. And I know that there are a lot of people na parang may sentimental value sa kanila, especially nagkaroon ng Aldab.
Aldab is a big one.
The craze.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And, but even before that, there were a lot of already, you know, crazes before from Eat Bulaga.
Pera or Bayong, diba? Pera or Bayong, diba? Yun yung Eat Bulaga, Eat Bulaga yun, diba?
Eat Bulaga ba yun?
I'm pretty sure it was Eat Bulaga, Pera or Bayong.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Or maybe it was Wow Wow.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, they have iconic games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do have iconic games. And, you know, it's been going on for 44 years. And obviously, it is a sad move. It must be super sad for, you know, the people working for Eat Bulaga. Kasi if you think about it, it's not just the hosts that you see on air.
Yeah.
On TV. There are, you know, camera people and producers and writers and everybody. Like, ang dami pang mawawalan, you know, because of this move. And yes. I get it. I get the, you know, the
sadness.
How people are feeling right now.
Yeah.
The sadness. Exactly. Pero sa akin, parang, I'm not like, you know, nitpicking or anything. But hopefully, if they do decide to go on another production company, or if they decide to, you know, do a YouTube channel, feeling ko posible, diba? Feeling ko posible.
Oh yeah.
I feel like they can step up their game when it comes to visuals. You know, like everything, like yung how they look on screen. Kasi diba parang medyo for me, medyo may pagka outdated for me yung set. For me,
yeah, they've, but I mean, they've kept the winning formula in a sense, right? They've kept what's been working, but yeah, they.
Pero this parang is a good opportunity. They can. It's a good opportunity, to, like, step things up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To like level para to level the playing field with everybody na na parang they can do this as well. But you know what I mean? Like you said, it is a formula that they already know and love. And people love, too. True. Na parang, wala naman ako complain eh. If it ain't broke, am I right?
Don't fix it. Yeah, till the wheels fall off, baby. But just to kind of give what actually happened was they parted ways with their TV production company called TAPE, Television and Production Exponent, Inc., TAPE. So TAPE, Inc. And their collaboration has gone through, you know, 44 years, but through that, they were all together when they were on RPN9, they were on ABS-CBN, they were on, well, now currently they were on GMA for the last 28 years. So they've been together. So besides the channels that they've been on, this partnership with TAPE is the one that they've been with together. Like that's the production company that's been with them all throughout. We don't know where it will go. According to Vic Soto, they said that we are saying goodbye to TAPE Incorporated. We are honored to be able to deliver happiness from Batanes to Jolo and become a part of your life. Thank you all so much. Until then, wherever destiny takes us, tuloy ang isang libot isang tua. So
it seems like there's no next move that they want to publicize yet.
Not yet.
But it seems like they are. Kumbaga kasi Vic Soto said that Eat Bulaga is here to stay.
Yeah.
So they're not going anywhere. It's just that, diba? Ako din eh. I doubt it.
Yeah. It's too much of a cash cow. It's too much of an iconic thing. Like, it will never end, I would say. I mean.
Pero yun nga eh. Like I said, na parang baka may something new na silang gagawin.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Maybe it's time to hire new people. To freshen the,
probably,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of controversy. Of course, we all know about the controversy surrounding the main host, right? Way back, all those controversies back then. But it might be a time for a new opportunity for, I mean, what is the next Alda? Because that shit was fucking huge.
Dude,
right. That was not a revolution, but that was like, there are literally, I mean, we didn't talk about it on the podcast. There are literally people that are like conspiracy theorists that really believe Aldub is still going on. And like, you know, that's really toxic, but I'm just saying that's the effect that it had on people.
And you see it firsthand. You see it on, you know, like these people who are fans of Aldub who think that, and remember, I hosted this one opening of a McDonald's.
Yes,
and yun pala yung, I think it was the McDonald's of like Maine's family or something. So obviously, Aldub fans were there, and they were saying na yung, you know, these are the customers, and these people were saying na yung anak ko na si Maine and everything. Like they really feel that kapamilya nila si, although hindi siya kapamilya.
Yeah, yeah. Kapuso nila.
Kapuso nila si Maine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Na parang anak nila si Maine and they have like that strong relationship with Aldub and everything. So I truly believe that it's something that cannot be replicated in the next few weeks.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
Mm-hmm.
you know,
especially with TikTok and everything around, like the, because this was a time when TikTok wasn't big, because everything is now online. Like even all the you know, ABS, a lot of their shit is online. So it's hard to kind of have that feeling where everyone was watching in their living. Like my Lola, man, was into that shit. She was what, 80 something years old. Kinikilig si Lola putangina. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to replicate that on a scale of a national, you know, nationwide scale that on a, you know, on a platform that is not, I guess would say is maybe transitioning to being outdated in a sense. It's not outdated, but, you know, internet is where it's at now. So to
yeah,
have that,
but don't you think na parang medyo din napapunta? I feel like.
Yung ano, internet na lahat?
I mean, like, yeah, lahat.
Oh yeah, 100%, man. Streaming services have taken over. I don't watch cable.
I don't watch TV.
I don't watch cable.
Too.
I haven't watched
but
TV.
But can you imagine if you can just like go on Netflix or something? Tapos you go on like an episode of Eat Bulaga from 5 years ago.
Yeah,
imagine.
Oh my God.
No, but I don't think so. I don't think even the format, I think, does not serve that purpose.
Right.
Na parang papanuurin mo yung nangyari before.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling ko lang. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, so it is a sad move, but obviously people are probably excited to see what's next. They did say that, you know, na parang, I'm thinking this could also be like a PR thing para antayin ng mga tao. Antayin ng mga tao na, oh, what's next? I'm gonna.
I'll be there.
So I'll be there, you know, so that when they do come back, it'll be a big bang.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be something big that people are waiting for. Even tayo nga na hindi tayo nanunood ng GMA or like ng Bulaga, pinag-uusapan natin.
Exactly.
We're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's a perfect segue to our final TT. So shall we wapow?
Wapow. Fine.
So last week, Rika G and I,
begrudgingly,
we were talking mad shit about why the fuck do I give a shit about Jason Moira's ex posting an Instagram story, and then, you know, for whatever reason, karma bit us in the ass, and now it's what everyone's talking about.
I have a theory.
Okay, go. What's your theory?
I have a theory. It's because we said it na parang wala tayong pake. You know what? We're gonna give you tea to make you care about us, and now here we are.
Here we are, man.
Oh wow!
So last week, two weeks ago, one of the biggest, talk points online was Jason. What's his surname again? I always forget.
Hernandez, right? Jason Hernandez.
Hernandez, who was previously married to Moira de la Torre, and then I think we even talked about it way back when it actually did happen. Mm-hmm. They ended up splitting up because he admitted he was unfaithful to her. So the internet went abuzz when Jason posted a cryptic Instagram story of him and another woman. Who people maybe were speculating, is that Moira? Is it somebody else? Yeah. So they speculated, who is that? And then he didn't tag anyone. He didn't show her face. So people were talking about that. Like, what is this? You know, ang kapal ng mukha or whatever you want to say. He's moving on. Right. But then this week, there have been stories coming out from quote unquote, I don't know how close they are, but friends and family or friends mostly of Jason and of Moira. But the one that really got things talking was a man on Facebook named Lolito Go, who is quote unquote, and the first line really kills me because breaking my silence about the Jason Moira breakup.
How you release a statement.
Breaking my silence about a breakup that's not mine, right? And we're not going to go into all that he wrote, but he was saying, like, you know, Jason is not actually as guilty as he may seem, and Moira had a lot of contribution to why the marriage failed. I can't really go through everything, but Lolito accused Moira of being unfaithful first, supposedly with singer. He didn't say it, but he gave hints because he said that she had an affair with someone who will quote unquote dance in the rain and call her Beanie Beanie. And if you followed OPM in a while, one of the biggest names in OPM is Zach Tabudlo.
Exactly. Yeah.
And those are
also broke his silence.
Yes, he broke his silence. Well, at least in this case, it makes sense because he was mentioned. No one was talking about Lolito Go, bro. No one's like, I wonder what Lolito thinks about this, right? Nobody. So he, just to, while we wrap up Lolito's statement, he was just saying Moira's unfaithful. She uses ghostwriters to write her music. Yeah. I don't know why that's even
I actually have something to say about all of those, especially like the first part of what he said in his statement.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like magkaibang issue yun eh. Let's say, sabihin natin, okay, totoo na she uses ghostwriters and totoo na, you know, hindi totoo yung kanta ni Moira na M or whatever.
Right.
Anything that, when it comes to her songwriting skills, I feel like that's a different issue when it comes to the cheating allegations. Yung parang, you already know that this is a formula to break down a person's character.
It's a smear campaign.
Na parang ako, wait a minute, bakit napunta from the songwriting skills of Moira to her being cheated on and then her eventually revealing na nag-cheat din pala siya. It is a formula to let people realize na, hindi naman pala ganun kabait si Moira, hindi naman pala siya ganun kagaling. And then biglang pasok yung parang, it kind of seemed like what when he wrote it, she deserved to be cheated on. Diba?
Fucking
yun yung parang,
get off sobrang, your horse,
ako parang,
bitch.
What the hell?
Parang, I know.
Also, after mo sabihin na may ghostwriter siya, deserve niya.
I know, man. She got you.
And I'm like, no! What is happening? So, and I think, well, in my group of friends and in the timeline that I have on Facebook and TikTok and everything, it seems like people are realizing naman na, you know, nobody deserves to be cheated on. Nobody deserves that kind of treatment. I know, dahil because they don't write their own songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is just, it's insane na ganun yung parang naging storyline nung buong statement na yun.
Yeah.
So, like you said, actually, Moira also broke her silence.
Well, yeah.
Daming, diba?
Definitely.
So, Moira also said something. And at the same time, Zach Tabudlo also said something, right?
Yeah. So, Zach actually posted on Facebook not too long ago, actually earlier today, 18 hours ago as the time of this recording. It's a very dense post, but in short, he was saying that Moira reached out to him and a bunch of her other friends, because they're friends, and to talk, you know, because she just needs someone to talk to. So in his statement, in short, is I was there for a friend, nothing more, nothing. And he doesn't want to, he's not going to speak about like all the other shit about it because it's none of anyone's business. But he was just there for a friend. That's Zach's, that's kind of Zach's response. Moira, on the other hand, now, before we talk about Moira's response, do you think that she should have responded at all? Some people are saying, why even bother with this fucking weirdo Lolito Go?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why? But of course.
Hindi kasi sa akin, I just feel like maybe, you know, this is very personal to her.
Mm-hmm.
And pwede din naman na, you know, this could be like a move for their PR team. Kasi, you know, it's not just Moira here, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's something that they just decided, you know what, let's just do this.
Yeah.
And she did say in her statement that she released May 30. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I did not cheat on Jason.
Boom.
All caps. Yeah. All caps, bold.
Mm.
And she says, it's unfair that I find myself in a position where I have to defend my name and even explain why I did not deserve to be cheated on.
Like, why?
Exactly.
Why would you have to explain? It's so dumb. People are like, if there's anyone on the Lolito Go side of things, because even in the Lolito Go thing, he does admit like Jason was unfaithful. Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's saying that Jason wasn't unfaithful. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So he acknowledges that he did cheat on Moira. So for Moira to have to defend herself at all is so dumb.
Exactly.
Right. It's unbelievable. I don't know. It's just so crazy.
Hindi ko kasi, you know what? Honestly, for me, this might be, and I could be wrong. Kasi diba Jason is also releasing a song or something. This could be something that,
yeah,
you know,
he said something along the lines of like he wants her back. Like he's hinting that he wants Moira back as well, whether through the song or just through statements I've seen online.
Yeah.
Parang yun yung direction, or I guess maybe the PR direction, if it is a PR decision that he's trying to go. So there's that.
But isn't it crazy that this happened, what, how many years ago, and people are still talking about, like, the whole split and the cheating? Mm-hmm. And yeah, for us, it is, you know, and I'm sad to admit that, yeah, it is on the entertainment side. But if you think about these are actual human beings trying to move on. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it was so uncalled for.
Yeah, true.
Diba?
Yeah.
Parang biglaan na lang. I'm gonna break my silence.
Yeah, break my silence on nobody was fucking talking about it, man.
Nobody was talking about it.
Yeah. Of course it was spurred on by that Instagram story, but it could have just been left at that. If this guy, this Lolito guy, has been needed to break his silence, why didn't he do it a year ago?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I feel like he was just riding the wave, some clout chasing bullshit, if you ask me. Mm. But just to finish Moira's statement, she did also say, I've never employed a ghostwriter, and every song I've created is a true reflection of my deepest emotions and experiences. So for me, man, I stand with Moira. And just so you know, cause Moira is with Cornerstone, her management is Cornerstone. So they will be, filing charges against the viral post that attacked Moira.
Damn.
And I think rightfully so, man. Rightfully so. I don't know. I don't think the guy deserves to go to jail per se, but something has to be done. I think to just, you know, just to prevent him or anyone else doing something so, you know, so abrasive and so wrong in a sense. If you read,
it's just so weird for me. For people who are just striving to be songwriters and everything, it's just so weird for them to be all caught up in this whole showbiz thing. When, parang for me, when you're a songwriter, you're supposed to write songs, diba?
Right.
That's who you are. That's parang for you to be all caught up in the showbiz of it all. Tapos masasabihan ka bigla na, kikwestiyonin na, you use ghostwriters? You're like, dude, I'm just trying to write my own songs here.
Oh, yeah.
Parang, relax.
Let me be, man. Let me be.
Let them be, you know, like the actors and songwriters, singers. It's an art. It's an art. Na feeling ko nakakalimutan ng mga tao na these people have skills that they show to the world. Tapos biglang magiging showbiz. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess to end it on that, I mean, one of the things, we didn't make it a TT, but LJ Reyes, if you remember, she there was a, you know, Paolo Conti's, the, you know, at Baguio's friends whole infidelity thing happened. She's engaged now. So people are saying, like, look, LJ Reyes is, you know, she got rid of the toxicity and she's thriving.
Actually, I also saw that, that whole the news, right? And then I saw a, what do you call that? I saw an article that says Paolo Conti has something to say, and I'm like, wow.
Why? For
but
what?
Obviously, when I know, and I'm like, why? If you have something to say, just
keep it to yourself, bro. Keep it to yourself,
but,
man.
Here's the thing. Obviously, it's like it's a clickbait. So when I clicked on it, it was just like, sabi lang yan, no comment. And I'm like, dapat lang.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
What you're supposed to say.
Sakto.
But yeah, all this whole Moira and Jason thing, I mean, for me, honestly, it's not that wala naman akong, like, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm just thinking that kawawa naman yung, you know, these songwriters who just want to share their art to the world.
Yeah.
Kawawa naman sila.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's the podcast for today, everybody.
I mean, we also want to know what you guys think about it. Mm-hmm. And we do have a Facebook group dedicated to whatever you want to say. Just don't sell anything or repost anything.
And
over there.
Don't say you're going to break your silence over something that you're not, you don't have to break your silence over. But that's it. We love conversation. If you want to, you know, also suggest us TTs for the future, because Rika and I, when we pre-prod, we're like, fuck, what happened this week? Sometimes the week's really slow. And the Eat Bulaga thing completely slipped my mind until see John on IG always messages videos and TT. So thank you, John, for reminding me. So if you have any TTs or stuff that you think maybe would be worthy of the podcast or that we could discuss on the podcast, let us know on IG, on the Facebook group. You can email us at thehalalashow@gmail.com if you want. Let your fan mail. And the Q&A feature on Spotify is still there. So if you
want to ask us.
Five stars would be great.
Five stars on Spotify.
Would be great.
Stars are nothing.
Five stars are nothing, man. Come on, bro. Yeah. You know, Rika and I, we do this, you know, almost every week. And we've been doing it for 4-5 years almost. 5 years. And I know. We really appreciate everyone.
What
that
was that?
I don't know.
I was 25.
25? Yeah. 20. I don't want to talk 26? About my. I was 20. My screen age was 25 as well.
24.
So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
But I really say, man, it's the ride or die OGs that have been kind of keeping us, you know, relevant. And then, you know, it's because of you guys sharing, you guys and girls out there sharing the podcast to other people. Oh, real quick story, Rikaji. We still have 6 minutes on the Zoom call. So I went to a birthday party of Marissa's, like one of her good friends. And okay. I kid you not, one of her her friend's boyfriends approached me and said, "Hey, man, are you JC from the Hala Hala show?"
No way.
Yeah, way, no. Bro.
Here's the thing. This is going to blow your mind.
What?
Siguro mga a couple months, or did I tell you about her?
No.
Anyway, a couple months when I went to a Christmas party here in the UK, somebody approached me and she was like, "Hey, Eureka, I listened to your podcast."
What? That's what I'm saying.
No.
It's crazy. That's insane. Bro. I've never heard that story. I did not know that happened to you.
Yeah.
That's
so I went to a Christmas party last December and her name is Hannah. Hannah, who works at here, somewhere here. I don't know.
Hi, Hannah from there. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah from here. So Hannah says that she listens to the Halo Halo show. And nung una daw, ayaw pa niya ako i-approach kasi hindi siya sure.
Okay.
And then she was like, "Oh my gosh, no, Eureka." And I'm like, "Yes. Hi." And hi. I was honestly ako din, sobrang surprised ko na, what? Somebody from here listens to the Halo Halo show?
Yeah, it's wild.
So shout out to Hannah. And she's pretty cool. She's a good dancer too. Kasi nakita ko siya sumayo sa Christmas party. So cool. Isn't it cool?
Dude, and you know, just to, you know, kind of build on that, since we're talking about the UK. So that guy who approached me, his brother-in-law is a big fan of both my solo podcast and Halala show. And it's our listener in Ireland. Remember we had a listener from Ireland? And I think his name is also JC. Yeah. His brother-in-law is the guy in Ireland who listens to us. And I sent him a video message that day. It was like so cool, man. It was just so cool. So shout out to my man. I think his name is JC in Ireland as well. And to everyone,
that's
really
cool.
It means a lot that there are people who have stuck with us from day one. There are people who have discovered us. I'm hosting a debut next month, Rika G, of a Lecce fan. She's 18, bro.
Wow. Right? We've got 18-year-olds?
We got everyone, man. We got Irish people. We got, you know, just turned 18 people. I'm sure there's people out there that are maybe geriatric seniors listening to us from their senior homes, maybe.
No problem. No problem.
We got you. And yeah, thank you. And please share the podcast. Give us 5 stars. And that's it. Rika G, you want to talk about our climbs real quick? You got a new video up or what?
Yes. So we're posting a bunch of YouTube shorts. I don't know if people still watch YouTube shorts, but I kind of enjoy it. I like it.
That's all I watch on YouTube now. It's all
really? YouTube
that's
shorts?
All I watch.
Oh, amazing.
That's all I watch.
Okay. So we're posting a bunch of YouTube shorts on our climbs. So basically it's my, it's me and Ryan's YouTube channel. Just, you know, all our shenanigans here in the UK. We just decided to make one just for fun. And I hope you guys just check it out. And, it's, the Halo Halo show Lecce Fam on Facebook. Don't forget about us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah. You can follow my solo podcast, Tevez of the Best. I will go in depth about the scam, the Telegram scam. I'll record tomorrow. So if you want to know more, listen, I'm going to try to figure out how to fucking scam these scammers for all the money they are worth. Because on Reddit, man, some people have lost like hundreds of thousands to these fuckers.
No.
Man. So I want to get back at them.
Yeah.
Help me. But yeah, that's it. Extra song, Rika G. I love the show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.